America, Houston, standing by.
Hey, Houston, this is America, good bird.
Okay, glad to hear it.
And, give you some dope here. Okay, it was on time. Burn time, as near as I can tell, was 4 seconds. VGX was 6.9. Okay, the trim angles were 3.57, 8.9, and 4 degrees of yaw. Okay, at the completion of the burn there, the 985s. The 985s were plus 1.70 and a minus 0.6. They were trimmed out to 0.0 and a plus 0.1. Delta VC was minus 10.0. And I didn't look at that until 112 plus 0.0. Oxidizer was 30.3. Fuel was 31.1. And unbalance is minus 200. Over.
Okay, that sounds good.
And, P-76 was good on the lamp, too.
Okay, sir. I've got your
P-24. RP-3. Okay, I better take it first.
Okay, well, I'll give you a 17-1, 112-5052, 5542, 5722, 5810, North 02.
Okay, Ken, Jack keeps talking every time you do. So, I don't know, maybe keep one ear on them or something. I got T1 at 112.50.52, and I think T2 is 55.42. That's all I got.
Okay, America, are you ready to try again on the P24 pin?
Okay, let's try it now.
Okay. 17-1, 112-5052, 5542, 5722, 5810, North 02.
Okay, copy that. That time, 112-5052. 5542, 5722, 5810, North, 02 miles.
Okay, that's correct. And you were starting to say something about your RP's target?
Yeah, RP 3 is just about the limit of high sun angle that you can take to track that thing. I could track it up to TCA, and then from TCA on across, you could hardly even tell there's a crater there at all. It's just completely washed out.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind when they look at it.
But I think we got some good marks on it anyhow, though.
Real fine.
Also, Houston, I lost the landmark at 2401 instead of 2419.
Okay, America, we have taken one last look around your bird, and it's looking good. So at least your half is go for PDI.
Okay, 95. And I think that chamber pressure was up around 95. I really couldn't swear to it. So you might take a look at the readout on the playback.
Okay. You got a mighty fast scan pattern to see all that.
That's what I'd say. I really couldn't swear to it.